Can we ponder for a moment Karl Popper's, who explained the silencing of dissent, and Alice Miller's, who explained the silencing of the authentic self? Can we examine their point, or Karl Popper's point, with Nikola Tesla's sensibility? The rulers cannot fix in place a pattern without silencing the objectors, which include infants until their spirits are conquered. I guess that's the silencing. And Bentham would add that the rulers cannot fix in place a pattern unless it is energy efficient, taking Machiavelli a step further and eschewing force. Machiavelli's point about it is better to be feared than loved. Taking Machiavelli a step further and eschewing force, at least officially in the rhetoric, in appearance. These guys only care about appearance. So that power can go into hiding, disappear into the totalitarian structure of society. The point of 40 million dead was to make their canvas clean, i.e., make the peoples of Europe obedient, to destroy their sense of solidarity with each other, to destroy their belief in international socialism. Which means the point at base was energy efficiency, ease of management, and I am convinced the point is also, was also, the eradication of the memory of their secret weapon. I began waking up, freeing ourselves from work, the book, thinking about the difference between driven energy and three-phase power. This was Nikola's influence and influence of working in the electrical trade. What I did not get was that the coerced work system is by definition fascist, which simply means that the state demands obedience, demands that we work for it, requires that human beings be subjects. Why did I not get that the coerced work system is by definition fascist before I stood outside of it by being designated an objector and then hounded by powers functionaries and targeted with EMF weapons? Now it seems so obvious. But we've been conditioned to value the thoughts we are given, the compartmentalization, more than the evidence of our own senses. Of course the state is fascist. If it wasn't, it would provide the means for self-sufficiency. Instead, it creates scarcity. I mean, this is an amazingly abundant grandmother who holds us in her arms. Anybody who's ever tried to grow anything, and particularly if you happen to be, blessed with the climate we used to have, before these guys got busy in California. I mean, the earth is so abundant. They had to work pretty hard to remove us from the earth, to remove our access to the earth, to impoverish us enough that we would have to work for them. This is called coerced work system. This is called fascism. The state compels our obedience. So the state, by creating scarcity, and then justifies it, as Proudhon says, by mandating the supposed inviolability of property. He's right. All social ills come from this invention. And recall, the property we oppose is the sum of the abuses of property, the invention of power that allows them to lay claim to the planet and everything on it if they systematically hoard the resources to do it. This is called the accumulation of capital, stacking the deck and fencing off the means by putting us on the market as commodities. We are made saleable objects, not by inevitable laws of the market, but by the law of might makes right. Another Plato-derived maxim. The hidden bullies create the state to make the law to keep us slaves, to make us believe there's no other way, that we cannot survive otherwise. But if we are facing a structurally sustained false reality, how do we address it structurally? I.e., what constitutes effective strategy when confronting rigid structures? This is the subject of all our shows to come. In effect, at base, in essence. If we don't, like Proudhon, like Popper, like Prince, as a matter of conscience, want to preserve the quality of the human called freedom, if we rather are driven by the need to eat, to feel some measure of security, if the conditioned thoughts that tell us it pays to be obedient seem to serve us, are borne out by experience because the state compels it so. What new thoughts can compete with that? I've been thinking a lot about this. What new thoughts can compete with that? For obvious reasons, because that hidden state is on me every second. That fascist, hidden fascist state. And okay, don't get me started on how surreal it all is, please, because I've said it too often before. If one answer, and I've been thinking a lot about this answer too, thinking a lot about a lot of this stuff, as you can tell, I'm sure. One answer is that it matters to the young. So, I mean, you know, if you find yourself driven by need, by necessity, into being part of that hidden shadow fascist state, and though it is hidden, that don't change that it is entirely a fascist state that we are living in, called the USA. But if you find yourself driven to be part of it, in one of its more objectionable areas, like hounding your sister, who you don't really want to. I mean, they have to have gotten by now that the state knows where I live. A few of them must be thinking, I remember one guy, it was raining and I was like huddling under the light of in one of these expensive apartments that abut Lakeside. And so it was in the driveway in front of a garage, and he comes out, he's the security guard for the building, he comes out and he looks at me hard and he says, you know, there's a security camera looking right at you. Me standing there with my notebook and my pen in hand, caught with the goods in hand. Another guy actually pointed his device at me and pressed the button like he was literally going to strike me dead that moment. Okay, so if you find yourself unwillingly part of this sick state surveillance project called, I don't want to give it a name, then at least your penance can be all the young people, all the children, you know, take them to the section of the website, Nations to End Work. Have them listen to some of my son's beats. Because I put some music to them, and I put a new one up, by the way, for our next show, but I've already posted it, so please check it out. You know, put some righteous thoughts in their mind, because we got to change this mess sooner rather than later. And they are totally into capturing the minds of the young people. So if you find yourself unwillingly being part of something heinous, at the very least, put some thoughts in your children's heads, in all young people's heads, that will get them thinking. Because there is nothing this sick system hates more than us thinking.